I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. It's Richie Firth. This is Travel Hacker, Season 6, a hack where we get a train for reasons neither of us can really recall. So we left you at the end of the last episode on a cliffhanger. As we hurtled back down south through northern Britain, it was time to play a game of Sleeping Queens, a game I'd never heard of before. Chris started by explaining the rules.
Okay, so the rules of Sleeping Queens are that you've got to not have any queens left. The green, okay. The green cards, yeah, underneath, I'll give you some for example, have the queens.
Okay.
Yeah. So the queens have different scores. The way you win is that you get 5 queens.
Right.
Or the cumulative score of your queens adds up to 50. Yeah, but if you get the heart queen, you can automatically pick up another queen alongside it.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the dog queen, but then you pick up the cat queen, you've got to put one of them down because the dog and the cat doesn't go together, so vice versa. If you pick up the cat queen, then you pick up the dog queen, you can't have that queen.
Okay.
Okay. Then the normal cards are the orange cards. I've dealt with 5 each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you lay down a king card, you can pick up a queen.
Okay.
Yeah. If you lay down a jester card,
mm-hmm,
then we count. So then we pick up another card from the top of the pack, and if whatever the number is, if it's like a number between 1 and 9, then I say 1 and then you say 2, and then we count until we get to the number on that pack, and then whoever is the person who lands on that number, they get to pick up a queen. If somebody has
Chris.
Yeah?
Can I just have the bottom bunk, please?
If somebody picks up, just has not number cards, 1 to 9, you can just get rid of them.
Yeah.
But if they add up to a certain amount, like for example, if you've got 2 7s, you just put them down and replace them with 2 other cards. If you get a knight, you can use the knight to attack somebody else's already scored queens. But if you are holding a dragon, then you can fend the knight off. If you have a potion, you can put their queen to sleep. Unless, of course, you have a magic wand, and then that stops it happening.
Okay.
Understand?
No. Let's play.
I'll go first. I'm going to lay the hat king, and I'm going to pick up the cake queen. You'll go. Oh, well, and then I'm going to pick up the suit.
I've got 5 cards in my hand. I literally couldn't tell you what I'm doing next.
You got a king?
No.
Have you got a jester?
No.
You got a number?
I've got 3 numbers.
What are their numbers?
8, 2, and 4.
That's rubbish. What's the other 2 cards you've got?
2 dragons.
Oh, that's really bad.
So what should I do?
Just lay the 8 on top of that, on top of my hat king, and then replace it with one of the ones from there. There's Lago.
Okay.
I'm going to lay down the turtle. Yeah. That was queen. There we go. Good job. Okay.
two dragons and a 2, 4, and a 6. I literally don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, 2 plus 4 equals 6. Put those three down.
On is that how this works?
Three new cards. Yeah. Obviously.
And how many cards do I pick up?
3, because you put down the 2 plus 4 equals 6, isn't you? Didn't you?
Yeah.
I've already told you that.
Right. Okay.
Sample. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to put down that king. I'm going to put this sunflower queen. Another one like theirs. It's all going nice and lovely. You okay?
Okay, I've got a 5. And I've got 2 wands and 2 dragons.
Get rid of the 2 wands. Stick them down there. Replace them with 2 new cards.
The 2 wands?
Yeah.
Why?
A wand. I've yeah. said wands.
No, 2 wands. Oh, well, 2 wands.
Have you got a magic potion?
I don't know. I've got 2 wands, 2 dragons, and a 5.
That's an absolutely terrible hand. Just put the 5 down.
Okay.
And replace it with another card. I'm going to play the jester.
I've got a jester.
Oh, that's good, but that's my go.
Okay.
I'm going to lay in a second jester.
Well, I've still got a jester.
Okay, say a number.
A.
Say 1.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
8. Oh, there you go. I score 8, so I take in. That's the ladybug queen. Okay, so I've got 4, 10, 20, 30, 5.
How have you got so many kings? Have you cheated?
I haven't cheated.
You keep saying you've got a terrible hand and you've laid four of these kings.
I've got a good hand.
Right.
You said you've got a terrible hand.
Right, I've got two wands, two dragons and a jester.
Play your jester. There we go. What's the top card there?
6. Okay, 6 beetles.
So say 1.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
Yeah.
So I pick up the queen.
Why do you pick that up?
And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 queens, I win.
I don't understand.
I've just won.
How? I don't know how that's happened. I literally don't know anything of what's happened. I'm not playing this game again, and I will be on the bottom bunk. I will be on the bottom bunk. And you are a c***.
Not rich.
What a farce. Time to get the drinks in.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What a dry inbox we're going to have.
Why don't we put this clip in into all the other episodes, like before where the ad break goes, with a funny line that no one will really understand and they'll only get if they've listened all the way through to this point?
So are you telling me that we're going to put a clip in every single previous episode that goes, do you know what? I've forgotten to mention the email address. It's not going to make any sense to them.
What is the email address?
TravelHackerPodcast@gmail.com.
Boo!
This is exciting. So, what is the time? It's 10:30. We're on the overnight sleeper, the Caledonian sleeper, back down to London, somewhere between Glasgow and Edinburgh right now. We're in the lounge car, soon to retire back to our cabin and bed down for the night and consummate the podcast. However, it would feel wrong to be in... It would feel wrong to be in the club car and not have a wee dram.
I totally agree. Now, I like whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Prefer Irish whiskey to Scotch, but we're in Scotland.
Yeah.
Just still, I think.
Well, between Glasgow and Edinburgh, so pretty dead cert, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask someone from Glasgow, I think they'll say Edinburgh is probably barely Scotland, but that's a... so I've ordered for us.
Yeah.
And they've just arrived.
What do we got?
I've gone for the Glengoyne 12-year-old.
Okay.
It's 43%.
43%?
Yep. It is a from hand-selected sherry cask, which helped create a paradise of flavours and golden colour. The perfect balance of oak and sweetness, lemon zest, toffee apples, and a scent of coconut. It's the taste of Scotland's slowest distillation, and the insistence on barley dried by air, never peat. A Highland distillery on Glasgow's doorstep, distilled slower than any other malt.
Great.
I mean, what a load of bollocks that is. I mean, it's tasty, though. So I suggest, because we got you some soda water as well.
Yeah.
So I would normally drink... Now, some people would just drink it neat.
Yeah.
I would normally drink it on the rocks. Some people drink it with a little bit of water.
Yeah.
You've got some soda water.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly acceptable to drink it with.
Good. I've never drunk anything that has got this percentage of alcohol in before.
Really?
Never.
Have you never had absinthe?
No.
Oh, this is exciting. So I recommend you have a little smell. Don't smell too hard, you know. Just have a little gentle sniff.
Of course, like Benelin.
And thousands of years of Scottish craftsmen. Thank you for that. All right, okay. Pour it in your cup. All right.
Yep. Put the lid on.
Sláinte.
That's Irish.
Yeah. Well, I'm not Scottish, am I?
All right, well, aye.
And then just have a gentle... Don't neck it.
I'm not going to.
Sip it.
Right, let's go again.
Cheers.
Aye.
A lot of faces... Many faces at once. Yeah?
Poor, yeah.
That's a deep rumble there. Out of 10?
5?
Oh, fucking hell. 5 is not bad, actually.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah. 5.
I thought you were going to be like 3. Because most people, when they first drink a drink like that, are like appalled by it.
No, that's 5.
Okay.
I'm not appalled by it, but... Yeah.
Will you have another sip like that before you add the soda?
I probably should. I don't want to, but I probably should.
You're right, you should, but only one more. And if you still are like, that's absolutely more than enough for me, I think that's fair. Here we go. Beautiful.
I'd have to say the second sip more palatable than the first.
Okay, yeah. You got used to the temperature of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, all that horseshit about, like, coconut and toffee apple...
I wasn't getting any of it.
No. It's just, like, it's just liquor, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just strong booze.
Yeah.
But it's tasty strong booze.
It is. I'm going to go for a third.
Someone's going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
Feeling good?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it's like, you know, it's an acquired taste, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what did beer taste like the first time you drank a beer?
I remember that. That was Tuxedo Junctions nightclub in Eastbourne.
Tell me about Tuxedo Junctions.
TJ's for short.
Yep.
No longer in business. Really.
Of course. They're all gone.
It's such a shame.
Hollywood's in Romford is gone.
Yeah. And it was Grolsch. That's what...
Grolsch was your first name?
Yeah. It was of that era, like the Bros era and all that kind of thing.
Yes. Did you find it a pleasant experience?
What, Grolsch?
Yeah.
Or TJ's?
Well, both, actually. Let's start with the Grolsch, because that's where we were originally.
Yeah, I did, to be honest.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. I think I'd been softened to alcohol by working in the pavilion of the local cricket club.
Of course.
And they...
Pulling pints of Worthington?
No, they stuck me downstairs in the cellars.
Oh, Rich. Just stick you downstairs in a cricket club?
Yeah.
they must have been shifting a lot of beer to need someone down there the whole time. Either that or someone was messing with you.
You don't come upstairs, yeah. But then I did...
yeah, well, there you go.
Thank you.
Authentic voice.
What was he saying? Just water in rather than soda?
He said still water rather than soda.
Interesting.
I mean, to be honest, he's wrong.
Okay.
Because it's ultimately, it's what you enjoy, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And I think a authentic way would probably just to have like a tiny bit of water, like saying, not all
right. Tell you what, my mouth feels cool right now.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Would that be a normal thing?
Yeah, I think it does have a mellowing effect on on the tongue. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go in for a fourth.
I like it so much. I'm genuinely surprised you've not been a spirit drinker. There's a lot of chewing going on, given you just had a sip of drink.
Yeah, all right, we're done.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Got another wee dram there if you want it.
Add a bit of soda water to it. Try it with a bit of soda water.
Yeah, I will.
Transforms the drink.
Okay.
So talk to me about TJ's.
TJ's was, from memory, above Millet's. Opposite Debenhams.
Yep.
But right in the centre of Eastbourne. It wasn't the premier nightclub in town,
no.
But it was the one that you went to when you started going to nightclubs.
Yep.
Proper sticky floor.
Yep.
Beautiful. Dark.
God, people could smoke in nightclubs back then.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know if you remember this. I was already pretty much out of going to nightclubs phase by the time this happened. But when they got rid of...
Oh, that's nice with the soda water.
Oh, there you go, good. When nightclubs all of a sudden started smelling of farts was when they got rid of cigarettes.
Yeah. What would people say to mixing the whiskey with soda water?
Most people would think that's absolutely fine. You'll get the obvious occasional snob who'll be like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And they're wrong.
Because but then over time, I guess you hone yourself to a lesser mix of the soda and the whiskey.
So... if I have a very high quality whiskey, I won't mix it. But if I've got like a really basic whiskey, I'll always mix it with something like soda water. And sometimes you want something that's got a bit of a fizz and it's a bit longer, a bit of a longer drink, and I think that's great.
Now look, I want us to be mindful of this moment right now. We're sat in the lounge car of a sleeper service, having Glengooley whiskey or whatever it was called.
That's close enough.
And we've had a great day together.
It's been amazing.
And we're toasting and we're slanting and we're eyeing and all that kind of stuff.
I understood half of what you said there.
But we're travelling. And that is the essence of this hack. We are having a relaxing time. It's like a break. It is a break. But we're travelling. It's not dead time. Normally travelling is dead time. You see people, you know... sat there reading their newspapers, doing work and all that kind of stuff. We're like on a little mini break.
We're sort of destroying time.
I'm sure we've met a lot of people today who think we're a couple, and that's my point. You know, we're like a couple on a mini break, but we're travelling.
Right. I mean, again, there's a lot to unpack there. Yes, I think we make a nice couple. Two, I don't think anyone's given a second's thought about either of us. Except the guys in that restaurant who were really chatty to us.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy who told you that your porn star martini IPA was lovely, and then after you left it, admitted that he'd only ever smelt it and not drunk it.
Yeah. And then said, "What's it like?" And I said, "It's fucking rank."
Yep.
And he laughed.
He took it on board, didn't he?
Did you tip him?
Well, I generically tipped the waiting staff.
When you look at it, what a bum steer that was.
Yeah, but they were nice people.
They were nice people.
And the poutine was nice.
Let's not talk about food. It was too much, too rich.
Are you still broken from the food?
No, I'm not broken. Well, I don't know. I'm haunted by two things. I'm haunted by the shit icicles yeah, on okay, the block.
No, 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 because that bit's probably going to get cut. Okay, so let's not talk about the shit icicles.
I'm a little bit haunted by the amount icicles? Of food we eat. I'm a little bit haunted by the amount of food we eat. Because it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was very rich.
It was too rich.
Yeah.
And I normally by now would be like piling in more food at this time of night. And I've got no appetite for it.
Speaking of this time of night, it's 10:45.
Ooh.
We've had a wee dram.
We have.
The train's slowing down for Edinburgh.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Today. Chris, should we go to bed?
I'd love to.
So this is what all the seasons of Travel Hacker have really been all about. Chris and I sleep together. What happens next? Find out in the next episode of Travel Hacker next week, or right now if you're a Patreon. Patreon.com/Travel Hacker for all that sexy bedtime goodness.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.